Our special guest today is Chris Garces, a longstanding market veteran and growth stock expert, and the editor of the newly launched advisory service, Thematica. How are you doing today, Chris?
I'm great, Steve. Thanks for having me back on.
Now, can you give our listeners an overview of Thematica, and I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, and maybe explain its underlying investment strategy, which is based around your view of investable market themes?
Right. You're absolutely right. And you said it correctly. It's Thematica, and Thematica is actually Italian for theme, so it really resonates well. But, you know, for a long time now, I have looked at this intersection of changing economics, demographics, psychographics, technology, and, you know, some other sprinklings, regulatory mandates, coupled with what we call pain points, disruptive technologies, all to get a bead on these pronounced tailwinds that are forcing businesses to change their the way they go about what they do, whether they're consumer-facing or serving other businesses. So we kind of look at these as investing themes or thematic tailwinds. And Thematica, we have Thematica Research, which is really long only, just an investment newsletter, very similar to what I used to do at the Growth and Dividend Report. The only difference really being is that we're writing kind of more of a in-depth analysis, kind of like the way most institutional investors would get, but we're bringing it towards the individual market. And then we have Thematica Pro, which is a trading service where we'll use a combination of long and short strategies as well as options to really deliver more pronounced returns in a shorter period of time compared to, say, Thematica Research, which is, again, kind of long only with a 12, 18, 24-month time horizon.
Now, to help our listeners better understand this idea of themes, can you discuss a couple of the themes that you cover and also touch on some of the new trends that you've added as you've expanded the new service?
Oh, absolutely. I'd be happy to. So, you know, if we look around us in our everyday lives, we can see signs of a lot of these thematic tailwinds. For example, we know that people are increasingly shopping online. We see this reflected in Amazon's not only strong results, but also in their stock price. You know, pick up any paper, surf any website, and, you know, you're sure to hear about some latest cyber attack, hack, or identity theft. That feeds right into our safety and security investment theme. And then, two, you know, you could look around and just look at the simple demographics of the population, where we know that we're not only, unfortunately, getting heavier, like I am, which we call fattening of the population, but we're also skewing much older, aging of the population, and this puts certain demands on goods and services that we haven't really seen before. You know, so it could be, for example, a new round of assisted living. It could be getting your financial house in order or saving for retirement. You know, there's about 30% of Americans that have no retirement savings. So as we age, all of these things become far more important. And of course, to the usual things you would think of, you know, pharmaceuticals and healthcare as well. But for some of the newer themes, Steve, one of the things that we've developed is Content is King, that really focuses on content-driven companies. And, you know, we've seen companies like Amazon, Netflix move into the content space. But when you look at some of the great, great content companies that can ripple their stable of characters through their other businesses, a great example of that would be Disney. Another would be affordable luxury, where people are buying these little things that make them, you know, feel good, we could say. And it's not just regular run-of-the-mill, but it's something that you identify with kind of as a status symbol. Early in its career, Under Armour might have been considered that. The iPhone very early on might have been considered that. So it's those types of companies that have these branded products that give status and appeal. And then another one that we've added, Steve, is food with integrity. We know that given the rise of alternative diets, paleo, gluten-free, but also concerns with GMOs, that people are shifting increasingly towards organic foods and food that they can trust, hence food with integrity. And while it may not seem a banner child for that today, Chipotle Mexican Grill once was, and I think it will be again.
Now, from a general market perspective, what's your outlook looking ahead towards the end of the year? And also, in line with that, how how impacted are these trends from the general market perspective, or do you think these trends help you position yourself defensively regardless of what the market does?
Well, you know, there's no doubt that the thematic trends, they really reflect a secular change in what's going on. So, you know, compared to the regular market that tends to move along, these tailwinds tend to push these businesses ahead. Having said that, you know, there are disruptions in the marketplace, and as you know, Steve, that when the market, you know, melts up like we've seen in March and April, they all tend to move up, and when the market tends to fall apart, they all tend to fall. So we have to be cognizant of where we are in the market and when we should be buying any of these stocks or ETFs, to be quite honest with you. So, yeah, I do have an opinion on where we are in the market. Look, we've had a very strong run since February, but what have we gotten during that time? We've got economic data that continues to point us to a slower economy. I think that's going to keep the Fed, the Fed's hand off the wheels when it comes to interest rates. We've gotten earnings expectations that have come down. And if we look at the second half of 2016 compared to the first half, it's one of the most robust expectations that we've had in years. And quite frankly, given the economic backdrop, it's very hard to see how we're going to get there. I do think those earnings expectations will come out and come down throughout the year. And I think that will cap, you know, the indices. Having said that, I think these thematically driven stocks can really outperform, i.e. it's going to be a stock picker's market. But remember, too, Steve, we are seeing a growing number of uncertainties out there. Again, the speed of the global economy is one, earnings expectations is another. But let's remember, too, we've got this presidential election that I think is going to heat up over the summer. And before that, we really have the Brexit vote. So I do think a lot of uncertainty. And you know, Steve, the market doesn't like that. And I think between, you know, now where we are today and probably the next 2-3 months as we're in the middle of the summer, it's going to be a very flattish market at best.
Now, congratulations are also in order, along with launching Thematica. You've also published a new book, Cocktail Investing, which has been published by Wiley. Can you tell our listeners a little about the new book?
Oh, I would love to, Steve. You know, Cocktail Investing is really the alpha and the omega of all that I do in terms of thematic investing. Because in order to do it, you have to understand how to read the economy. You have to understand disruptive technologies, pain points. You have to understand where you're going to get information, how you're going to value a stock. It's not just using one set of analytics, but really several. And you need a robust set of data that you're going to want to track. And the great thing about cocktail investing, Steve, is that we give you all of that. And the key tag here is, you know, if you're just looking across that sea of gobbledygook that I just mentioned, you might sit there and you go, wow, Chris, that's a lot of stuff. I can't make heads or tails of all this. And that's the big concern. So, you know, the subheading of the book really talks about being able to distill information and get signals from this sea of data that's out there, because that's the key. The last thing we want is people to look at all this information and suffer from what we call analysis paralysis. So we show you how to really zero in on what matters. And the great thing, Steve, is particularly for newer investors, we have 12 questions, that you have to answer, in our view, before you buy any stock or ETF. And I think that's going to be a great resource guide, again, particularly for newer investors. But, you know, it's also good for existing investors to kind of brush up their skill set as well.
And what's your website address so the listeners could learn more about your new service?
Sure. So let me give you two. So the first one for Thematica Research, the newsletter, is simply Thematica Research, T-E-M-A-T-I-C-A, research.com. But if you want more on the book, Cocktail Investing, it's real simple. Just go to cocktailinvesting.com.
Couldn't be easier. Again, our guest is Chris Versace of Thematica. Thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Hope we can do it again.
Okay.